Thiessen. I am IDRC based in Ottawa in the Agriculture Food Security Program, and very pleased to be here over these last 2 days and to be co-chairing this session with my colleague, Renaud Duplan. Our next speaker is coming from Guatemala. It is Dr. Monteroso Rivas. He is from the Universidad Rafael Landivar in Guatemala. He has a Master of Science degree in Agriculture Economics from the University of London, and his PhD is in Tropical Agriculture from CAFE in Costa Rica. His research interests are primarily on rural development and food security, and in particular, analyzing the role of farming systems for generating rural employment and reducing food insecurity. So, Dr. Monteroso, the floor is yours.
Hello, everybody. I'm sorry. Well, I would like to thank organizers for the kind invitation to be in this conference. And I also want to thank the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation of Agriculture for the sponsorship. Well, I will talk about food security in Guatemala. I would like to highlight some key policy issues. I have divided my presentation in 4 points. We are going to look at some general indicators, and then we are going to try to figure the causes of food insecurity, and then we will review the policy answers to have some main conclusions. Starting with some indicators, we have seen this map in another presentations, but I would like you to see the continent, the American continent, and you can see 4 countries with a very red color. These countries are Haiti, Guatemala, Bolivia, and Nicaragua. These 4 countries have the worst indicators in food security. It means that more than 25% of the population is undernourished. But if you look at the economic indicators in Guatemala, you can see that economic growth is happening now in Guatemala. Guatemala is classified in the World Bank as a middle-income economy. More than 55% of the economy is in the services, 20% is manufactured, and only 13% of the economy is contributed by the agricultural farmers, by agriculture. Even during the economic recession of 2010 and this year, Guatemala has a very good economic growth. But also, you can see the food production. In this graph, I have maize production and beans production. And we produce most of the food that we consume. The imports and exports represent less than 1% of maize and bean production. So there is like a contradiction. We have a very good economic growth, but at the same time, we have a very bad insecurity indicators. So the first idea that I want you to keep in mind is that at the national level, food availability is not exactly a problem in Guatemala. So we need to look closer to what is happening in the country. In this map, I have food insecurity indicators. I have plotted at the municipality level. Guatemala has 333 municipalities. So you can see the colors of the food insecurity by municipality. The red one and the and the orange are the poorest indicators. And the green one and blue, they are the best. So you can see that insecurity is geographically located, in the western part of Guatemala. In this part of the country, we have mainly indigenous people. So we have like two countries in Guatemala. The richest part, that is urban, non-indigenous, and we have the poorest one that are indigenous and with a problem of food security. Also, we have in these areas more than 50% of children under 5 years old with chronic undernourishment. And these indicators are worse than Haiti. So in this country, we have a heterogeneity that should be understood. It is a different map. I have, in this case, a poverty map. But you can see that it is very correlated to the first one. So food insecurity and poverty have the same indicators. Food insecurity is mainly rural, indigenous, and therefore it is concentrated in landless peasants and subsistence peasants. To a lesser degree, we have also problems in the pure urban belts, but there it is mainly caused by migration from rural areas to urban areas. Therefore, the second idea is that one of the main causes of food insecurity in Guatemala is food access. What have been the policy responses in Guatemala? In this graph, you can see the rural public expenditure from 1990 to 2009. In the red one, you can see the infrastructure investments, and the blue one represents the social expenditure. The green one represents the agricultural productivity policies. And we can see that policy during the last 20 years have had three different paths. The first one is the peace accords, well, Guatemala had a civil war of 35 years and peace started in 1996. So from 1996, you can see an increase in social expenditure in the rural areas. But at the same time, in 1996, Guatemala started to implement neoliberal reforms, economic changes, that started to enforce infrastructure investments. However, agricultural policies have had the less proportion of these policies. So the emphasis has been in social policy and infrastructure policy, and less emphasis is given to agriculture. But also we can plot the international cooperation and the emphasis that they give in the country. And you can see also that the emphasis is in social aspects. The bilateral cooperation, the blue bar, has some projects that support productivity, but the multilateral cooperation, the red bar, emphasizes on social programs such as health and food provision. And it is, the international cooperation cannot do something that is not in the national policy. If we add national policies and international policies, Guatemala has more than $200 per capita, when the Latin American average is $100 per capita. But these policy actions, these investments, are for short-term actions, such as food provision and income transfers. The long-term actions that can be focused on agriculture don't have the same importance in this policy area. Therefore, the third idea is that rural and food security policies are focused on effects rather than causes on food insecurity. And also these policies have been directed to benefit the richer farmers rather than the poorest. But why agriculture is a long-run answer? It is because agriculture has multiplier effects that generate agricultural and non-agricultural employment. Our research in the university can show that a 2.5% increase in economic growth in agriculture can generate more than 5% of net increase in jobs. But this employment can be rural and non-rural, rural and urban. To have a 2% net increase in jobs, you need to have more than 8% increase in the non-agricultural sector. So the agricultural sector can generate more jobs at a higher growth rate. Remittances in the country, remittances in Central America are very important. And we also estimated that a 5% of growth in remittances can only increase 2% in jobs. Therefore, the main answer for income increase can be is located in the agricultural sector. We can see a more specific situation, what is happening at the farm level. In this graph, we have four kinds of producers: landless peasants, subsistence peasants, transitional, and commercial. Landless can benefit from job creation. In many cases, they receive also remittances. So landless, the sources of income of landless peasants are remittances and agricultural jobs. Subsistence peasants have remittances, jobs, and they have some income generated by the farm, but the production that they have at the farm level is not enough to fulfill food necessities. Transitional farmers are market-oriented, but the products that they have, they are not fully linked to markets. And finally, commercial peasants or commercial farmers, they are completely linked to the markets, and the main income comes from the farm. One of the ideas of this graph is that policies should be focused on the subsistence and transitional farmers so that they can move to a better state, we can say commercial farmers. But also another idea is that we need differential policies. Social policies at the landless level, more emphasis on food security and food transfers in the subsistence peasants, and production at the commercial level. But this graph also is showing that the answers for food insecurity can be addressed by the small scale farming. However, Guatemala is a country of activism. If you think in a project, I'm sure we have it in Guatemala. There are many projects addressing different aspects of food security and agricultural development. But we don't know what works and why. We don't really understand why this project can have benefit and which one cannot be. So there is a lack of scientific analysis and objective discussions of policies at the local level. Finally, I can conclude with these ideas. Guatemala presents some of the worst food security indicators in the hemisphere, together with Haiti, Nicaragua, and Bolivia. Food insecurity is due to food access rather than food availability. Policy responses can center on symptoms, such as food provision and income transfers. Causes of food insecurity can be addressed via the agricultural sector, differentiated by kind of producer, and there is a need of analysis and discussion at the local level. Finally, I can show you this photograph from Guatemala so that perhaps you can be motivated to visit our country. Thank you very much.